Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. He will be on the show coming up in just a bit. Rob, I do want to get back to football things, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but I don't know if this came across your social media timeline. Did you know that 7 area Applebee's closed earlier today? They didn't give the workers any notice. They just told them, you're fired. You can get your last paycheck on this day. Thank you so much. But Applebee's is out of here. Now, I'm not sure how many Applebee's there are around the city, but I don't actually think there's that many. This is the question I want to ask you guys at 913-586-7965. What is the future of those kinds of restaurants in 2024? Because I know we joke about Red Lobster on this show, but Red Lobster was kind of one of those places that we all ate as a kid, and it feels like in a lot of ways we eventually grew up to eat at different places than those. Maybe Olive Garden was your place, Applebee's was your place, Chili's was your place, whatever it was. Like, we all kind of had these chain restaurants that we went to a lot as kids and with our family, and a lot of those restaurants are closing now. What does the future look like for these kind of restaurants in 2024? Is there a place for these kind of restaurants? Because we all like to go out to eat. We all like to spend our time with our family in these ways. It just seems like we are not going to be spending our time with our family at Applebee's anymore.
I think, to answer your question, I think they will continue to exist. But I think what happened is restaurants like that oversaturated the market. Carrington, pick a town in USA. You can envision what I am discussing. There is a place off the highway where you get off at exit mile marker blank, and you will drive down a road and you will see a street that has all the following restaurants: Applebee's, Perkins, IHOP, Chili's, Texas Roadhouse, Outback Steakhouse, whatever have you. You will see all of them down the exact same road. I can picture multiple stops, like when you're driving to the lake or when you're going out to, you know, Manhattan or something for a K-State game, where you stop in a town and that is what you see. Golden Corral, you see all of them down one block. That is too much. I think the Chili's, Applebee's, Red Lobster grouping oversaturated the market, and now people are choosing local and they're pushing out the chains. I still think there's a place for them, but they can't be every 3 or 4 mile markers. You see that same strip of here they all are again.
I mean, but we say that though, but a lot of the local restaurants that I would say were maybe more geared towards family, a lot of those seem to be closing down, and they all have the same reason for why they are closing down. Now, I know this isn't something that you have to think about, but you do have a family, maybe not a family in like you and your wife have 2 or 3 kids together, but you are part of a family. Where is a good place to eat that you and your family think you could eat for $30 to $40 a person? Because a lot of those restaurants are, I mean, Red Lobster was one of those, right? Red Lobster just went bankrupt. Applebee's was one of those places. 7 of those places just closed earlier today. Where is the place that if you want to take your 8-year-old kid who just had a good report card and you want to take your kid to go get something to eat, where is that restaurant that you could take him to? Because when you and I were kids, it felt like there were 15 of those kind of restaurants. Maybe you went to a buffet and you went to Old Country Buffet, or you went to Ryan's, or you went to one of those kind of places. Or maybe you went to a fancy place. So you went to Olive Garden or Red Lobster. What's that place now that people are taking their, you got a 12-year-old kid and you got an 8-year-old kid and you're not going to spend money for a high-end restaurant. You don't need to, but you want to take your family out for a nice meal. Where are you taking those people in 2024?
Has Fast Casual done it? Has Fast Casual pushed that out? Has your, I know it's not like we and me and you think of like a nice meal, but like, has your Chipotle, McAllister's, Panera grouping, which is objectively cheaper than a Red Lobster, Chili's, but still you're out and it's more a restaurant feel, and you can reward your little one. Hey, you're going to get a kid's meal at Chipotle this weekend because you got all A's. Congratulations. Has the Fast Casual wave pushed out for that family that says, hey, you did a great job, we want to go to dinner night? They're saying Steak and Shake more so than they're saying, you know, Outback Steakhouse.
And I would say, though, that that's sad. And
I don't disagree, but
I would say I love Chipotle. Chipotle has plastic forks. Like, part of how you learned etiquette and how you prepared yourself for adulthood and sitting down and having these meals was you went to a place for a nice sit-down meal where you had a waiter and you learned about these things. Like, that was an important part of our development as kids, even if we didn't think about it in that way. That's not the experience that you're getting from Chipotle. Chipotle is, I don't want to cook, but I want something. It's quick. It's easy. You grab it and go. That's, to me, the purpose that we got or the benefits that we got from going to Applebee's or Red Lobster, that is not the same purpose that I think you're getting from Chipotle. I just saw this story and I thought it was interesting. If you guys missed it, there were 7 Applebee's around the city that closed today. I'm not sure how many Applebee's there still are, but if they close 7 of them today, and this is not just the Applebee's issue, Hooters, the one up on Berry Road, just closed down. I think the other one, there's another one that closed down recently. A lot of these kind of national chain restaurants that were in between. It's not a fancy restaurant, but it's also not fast casual. It was a decent sit down. You go in there, you wait your 20 minutes. Somebody comes out there, you sit down, you tip, you do all of those kind of things. A lot of those restaurants that we grew up with, they are starting to close down. Coming up in a bit, we'll be joined by Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.